At the opening general session of the 80th annual meeting of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Senator-elect Mark Wayne Mullen addressed the crowd, talked a lot about his upbringing in Westville, Oklahoma, his love for agriculture and for the land and for his cattle, and talked about what's ahead as he steps in to serve the last 4 years of the unexpired term of Senator Jim Inhofe. We had the opportunity to talk with the Senator-elect right after he walked off stage at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau meeting.
Well, we've talked to you many times as congressman, but now we have to call you senator. Congratulations.
Well, Mark Wayne works. You know, that way the title kind of stays at home, but appreciate that. It's, you know, Farm Bureau has been so supportive of us for literally from when I said push go back in August of 2011. And I think the Farm Bureau's had our back the whole time ever since then.
Now, let's talk about the campaign. It was a tough campaign early on. Obviously, the Republican primary was difficult to run off, but then the general election, you still had a pretty good challenge.
Yeah, I mean, we got out in front, and we didn't ever want to give up the lead. And so what we did at the primary, we knew it was going to be contested. We went out first and just kind of said, you know, catch us if you can. We had got a good team together. We made good decisions, and we said no one's going to outwork us. And if you're out front and no one's out working you, they can't catch you. And so we succeeded through the primary, and then with the general, we just put our foot completely on the floor at that point. It was like, there's no way we're going to lose here at the end. I know there was a lot of people out there that said the polls were closer than what the results were. We felt like we knew where the results were, and so we just stayed up in front and kept moving.
I guess you could say that in Oklahoma, we did have the red wave.
Yes, we did. In Oklahoma, we pushed back the challenge that we had coming from the left, from the governor to our state superintendent, and then the challenge to us. And we pushed them back to say, hey, look, we're the reddest state in the union. We believe in the Republican policies and the direction that that's heading, and we don't want to look like California 5 years from now.
Right. I know that you related a lot of your agricultural background to this group this afternoon, but you really do have that agricultural perspective that you're going to be able to take to the U.S. Senate.
Absolutely. As I said, we make decisions based on two things, where you're raised and our life experiences. My life experience has always been out on a working ranch. Right. It's what we've always done. And it's been something that you struggle with, especially now. I really think that I unfortunately think I'm the first generation to actually not be able to make a positive, make it in the black and on the ranch. It's been really difficult. We seem like we're in the red more than any place else. It's a real challenge. Cattle prices are up and down. We have these, you know, right now we're dealing with obviously the drought issues, which we won't have enough hay. We've been holding on, just wanting the cattle market kind of settle down a little bit before we dump cattle, but we just had to dump 100 head last week. And we came out okay on them, but these were a lot of the replacement heifers that we probably would have kept, but we don't have the hay to keep them. And since they're replacement heifers, I had to make a decision which one's going to be producing next year for me and which one would I have to feed all year before I would get my first production off of them. And so we had to dump a lot of those. Well, that sets you back a full year on the replacement heifers. You know, that's one of those difficult times where you got to make a decision that you're just going to be off a year, or do you have to front that money to go and buy those 2-year-old heifers? And it's a challenge that a lot of people don't understand unless you live it, but that's the way of life. That's just what we do.
Got a room full of those kind of folks in here, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's what all of us do. Mm-hmm. And so many of us are making a living now off the place, but we can't give up the way of life. A lot of people say it doesn't make any sense, but to us it does, because it's not just livelihood, but it's something it's inside of you. You just love it. I mean, it's, for me, it's probably the most joyful day I have when I'm getting to work on our place. Right. You do get mad. Of course, when equipment breaks down and cattle get out, and you know, that still upsets you. But then the day when you walk in your door and you've worked on your place all day, there's a sense of pride that comes along with that, you can't explain that to anybody else unless they've done it.
You're headed to D.C. You're familiar. You got a familiar understanding of the process up there as a congressman. Mm-hmm. Now the rules are a little different in the U.S. Senate. What are your goals as you take over these last 2 years of Senator Inhofe's term?
Well, it'll be the last 4 years. So he served 2 years of a 6-year term. You know, first thing we have to do is we got to build relationships. And I know that sounds crazy, but nothing gets done unless you have relationships. You know, there isn't a single senator that can pass any legislation by himself. It's going to take 60 to move it, so that means I got to have 59 plus myself. And so we got to build those relationships. And it's much like building a business. You got to build one customer at a time. You got to build a business. You build a house on setting the foundation right. So we're going to build those relationships. We want to get on the right committees. That way we can. And since we're a small delegation, we kind of have to talk as a delegation on where we need people at, because since we only have five representatives. Unlike Texas, you know, they can have someone on every single committee and sometimes double committee. What we have to do is we got to make sure we have each person representing a committee that someone else isn't doubling over on. And so once we get with a delegation, we'll figure out where we want to try moving towards. Senate Armed Services is where we got to go because there's no one on Senate Armed Services. So that's where we're going to be moving towards. And then we'll get four more committees. From there, we're going to start talking about right now, Frank isn't on the Ag Committee. But we believe that he'll go back on it. And if he goes back on it, then that will leave us to go to another committee on the House, on the Senate side. So we really work close as a delegation on where everybody can be for the best positions to influence Washington, D.C. with Oklahoma values.
You interested in that EPW, Environment and Public Works Committee, that Absolutely. Senator Inhofe's been on?
Absolutely. We would love to be on EPW. The Senate Armed Services and EPW are our first two choices, but we also, since I'm the only Native American in the Senate, other than Elizabeth Warren, you know, claiming to be, I'm actually the only one that's there. I got to be on a Native Affairs Committee. And then they've talked about a natural resource committee that might be better than another committee. So we're literally walking through it right now. Mm-hmm.